T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For everything that Jalen Hurts is doing, and for everything that he's been this year and efficient with the football and consistent, not having a bad game, I just wonder if he goes against a quarterback that is an upper echelon quarterback, if he can rise to the occasion and beat the teams with his arm and not his legs.
It's Bart Scott
on ESPN Radio.
My boy Bart.
Yep. And I heard that on a clip from the what's the name of it? It's
Jay Will, and Keyshawn.
Yeah, Keyshawn and Max. Mm-hmm. And they played that, and then Keyshawn went crazy over it, asking, like, what else does he need to do? What else does he need to do? He's shown that he can pass. And, I mean, for the most part, I agree with Keyshawn. Like, to me, and I know people, it's maybe difficult for them to understand because they want to connect this, you're being negative on Jalen. I mean, there's so many other aspects of his offense to where when I say, like, can the Eagles pass the ball when it matters? I mean, the wide receivers come back down the earth a little bit here, right? Like, there's been some drops. There's been some fumbles, right? Like, is Shane Steichen, like, you had just mentioned the offense, is it limited, mm-hmm. right? Like, is it limited? I mean, are there reasons why?
I think that's the prevailing thought, is that the offense isn't that complex and – teams have started to figure out what you're trying to do from a passing standpoint. Like, the passing offense isn't that complex, and so now it's easier to defend.
They're defending the RPO differently than they were maybe at the beginning of the season. They did it in 2018.
Yeah,
the Eagles had such success with it in 2017. It was more difficult to start the 2018 season with Nick because they adjusted to it.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it. So that's where now you need to see Shane Steichen and Nick Sirianni and that offensive coaching staff
figure out
different wrinkles.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just don't know what type of wrinkles they would figure out to where they're going to become a dominant passing team. I just don't see that happening. I think they realize their bread and butter is through the running game. And as much as we want them to throw the ball, and even I said that coming to this year, they need to become a better passing team. And they are a better passing team from the eye standpoint. I don't know the numbers compared to where they were last year. I think as recently as I want to say it was before the game Sunday, or maybe it was afterwards. I think Jalen is averaging 209 yards a game passing,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I don't know where that's at compared to where he was last year. Like, those aren't passing numbers that are going to wow anybody or blow you away. But it just seems like when they need to throw the ball, when he needs to make a big throw, you know, I look at this example, the two-minute warning, right before the two-minute warning, getting that touchdown to Quez Watkins.
Huge.
You know, there are other teams that I think are running, quote-unquote, football teams that don't have the ability to do that. You know, for whatever reason, last year, I keep comparing everything to San Francisco because I think the offenses are very similar from a philosophy standpoint. Deebo Samuel was a better wide receiver last year. Is that because a lot of the passes that he caught were 10 yards and under and he just ran afterwards and he wound up with 14, 1,500 yards receiving? That's a lot different that's a lot different than catching the ball down the field.
Agreed. Yeah.
So that's where Kyle Shanahan would get credit for scheming him open or getting the ball in his hands quick and a quick pass out to Deebo Samuel and he runs it for 60 yards, it still goes down as a 60-yard yeah. pass completion, even though it wasn't thrown down the field 60 yards.
Right, how many Joe Montana, the Jerry Rice,
West Coast offense, exactly.
touchdowns came on a 5-yard slant?
You're exactly right, West Coast offense. And I don't think the Eagles' offense is that, but there is some of that to the offense.
So when
there's some of that to the offense.
When I think of Shanahan and McVay, I think about how they've hurt the Eagles off of play action, right? Mm-hmm. And like that's their bread and butter because you are worried about them running the
misdirection,
running the ball.
Yeah, all of that,
misdirection,
yeah.
And they're scheming guys open. Like mm-hmm. you're not seeing that here, right? Like
sure,
like it's almost like guys are open. Or I mean, Jalen's made some really nice throws. I mean, the throw to Quez was a nice throw. I mean, he's fit balls in the tight windows. His his passing has improved greatly. I mean, it really has. I just like is the passing offense really that good? But I mean, like you make a great point. When they've needed to pass the ball,
they've seemingly been able to dial up passes when they've needed to. I think what we started to see develop is they are still a run first football team. They still, and when I say run first, that doesn't mean they're coming out running 60 versus 40% passes. It means what they do best,
right,
is run the football.
It is what they do best.
It's what they do best.
It is what they do best.
Right? When they get down in the red zone, Jalen isn't throwing red zone touchdowns. They're scoring rushing touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah. Well, he's an MVP candidate because of what he's doing all around. He's got 17 touchdowns and three interceptions.
I'm speaking more to the offense is what I'm saying. When they get in the red zone, they aren't throwing their way into the end zone.
Most of
their touchdowns are coming by the running game.
Yep.
They will run some RPO down there, and he'll get some touchdown passes down there. And that's more or less because teams are defending the running game. Most of the passing concepts down there in the red zone are off of the RPO, where it gives Jalen the option to run the ball himself or give it to Miles Sanders or throw it out there to Dallas Goedert in a screen. Or sometimes he would catch – I can't remember what game it was. It was like they never figured out how to stop A.J. Brown on this arrow route he was running. They would motion him across, and then they would motion him back across, and they still couldn't cover him. And he wound up scoring a touchdown. I can't remember what game it was. Might have been a Minnesota game. Might have been early in the season. But if you look at their passing concepts, a lot of them are off of the run game.
Right.
They just are. And I don't see that as a negative. I just say, well, this is kind of what we do. Like, this is what works for our offense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's because they feel limited with the play calling in the playbook. Do they feel limited because of the quarterback and what he can do? Or do they feel limited with the skill position guys and what they can do? I would tend to believe it's more of the concepts of the offense down there. That's what I would tend to believe, is that it's just not that in-depth when it comes to, okay, let's get down here and we got 50 plays we can run down here in the red zone. Let's dig deep into the playbook and see what we got.
Like Big Red.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what you get.
Yeah.
And Andy is a pass-first coach. He's not building his offense around the running game. He's building his offense around the passing game. That's what he's always done.
Yep.
That's what he's always done.
All right, Kevin, couple phone calls here. Kevin in Overbrook. Kevin, how are you? What's up?
How are you today, fellas?
Hi, Kevin.
What's up, Kev? What's
going on?
And I'm piggybacking off the last caller because, I mean, I agree with him wholeheartedly. More playoff games are lost due to coaching than due to players. And when you go back to the Eagles' defensive philosophy last year when they was 2-5, when they played Brady, Mahomes, Dak Prescott, and Derek Carr, when they gave up 80% in the passing game, the Eagles only faced one quarterback this year of that ilk, which was Aaron Rodgers. As of now, the Eagles only faced one quarterback that's going to make the playoffs this year. And that was in week two when it came to Kirk Cousins. So their schedule and their defensive philosophy and their playoffs will tend to hurt the Eagles because they're going to go in really untested. And it seems like Jonathan Gannon, the way he coached last year and the way he coached against Aaron Rodgers, is like, okay, that's where he's going to coach in the playoffs.
Well, don't you – but let me ask you this, Kevin. You don't feel that we're good enough offensively to overcome that?
That's where it becomes who gets the ball last. And in the shootout, anything can happen. Whoever gets the ball last, a tip ball that goes into an interception, anything can happen in the shootout. So, therefore, you don't really want your defense giving up 80% completion.
Well, they haven't done that this year. That was last year.
Right, because they haven't faced a good quarterback this year. They faced Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
Man, it sure seems like you're negative on the defense. Everybody wants to tell me, like, oh, no, you're so negative, Johnny Marks, on the Eagles. They're the same people that are calling in saying Jonathan Gannon needs to be fired. Defense has played great this year.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be negative on the defense. You can't be negative on the defense and want Fletcher cut and Jonathan Gannon fired, but say, like, well, Johnny Marks, you're an a-hole because you say Jalen Hurts in this offense isn't good enough.
Right.
You're negative, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're – that's absolutely right.
And we've got, and by the
that
way,
that's absolutely right.
We've gotten far more fire Jonathan Gannon than anybody saying
anything
about
the
Jalen Hurts.
Yes, or anybody on
or
offense.
The offense.
Yeah.
I don't remember a Twitter poll saying fire Jalen Hurts after
Or Shane Steichen.
No, it's Jonathan Gannon. All right?
Yeah. No, it's true. If it's been negative, it's been more on the defensive side. And I would say he sounded as if he was more concerned that the defense was going to cost them a game versus can the offense move the ball enough. And he almost said it to the point where, you know, the defense is a liability. And I can't get with that. I don't feel that. Is this a perfect defense? No. Is this Buddy Ryan's, Jim Johnson's defense? No, we get all of that. But this defense is not the issue.
Best defense they had in a while.
Yes, in a long time. And you got playmakers on that side of the ball. Let's stop taking the low-hanging fruit, trying to blame the coach for everything. And just like we hold players that we aren't as fond of accountable, why can't we hold them all accountable over there on the defensive side of the ball? All these guys, all these former Pro Bowlers, this, that, and the other, go make a play.
Mm-hmm.
You're not playing against Pat Mahomes. You're not playing against Josh Allen right now. The majority of this is going to come down to running the football and getting to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Why does Jonathan Gannon have to do something so Buddy Ryan-like, Jim Johnson-like to beat these guys? Why don't we have enough talent on that side of the football that we can go beat Tennessee? That we can go beat – you mean to tell me we don't have as much talent on our side of the ball as the Cincinnati Bengals do?
Sure.
That held Tennessee to 16 points? We can't go beat the Giants without coming up with some elaborate scheme?
No,
Gannon needs to come up with?
The defense has been just fine. I think we.
I'm just wondering what we're so worried about with these on Chicago. Like, what are we worried about that Jonathan Gannon has to be on the hot seat every week? That he needs to come up with some brilliant defense that we've never seen to satisfy everybody.
They want exotic blitzes, like that's what everybody wants. They want blitzing on every play.
God, man. I like a good blitz, too. I'm not telling you I'm opposed to blitzing. I like a good blitz, too. That's just not his personality.
The results have been good this year for the defense.
Here's the funny thing, though. Everybody wants to throw the ball, so why don't they yell about Shane Steichen not being able to put an offense together that can throw for 300 yards a game?
Because now we love to run the ball.
Wow, we're back to running the football.
We're back
again.
To running the ball. We love the run. Jack, we love the run.
Damn ball, man.
Chuck's fault.
That's my favorite cut right there, man.
We love running the ball. Too much passing.
Too much passing. Did you ever think you would hear that?
No. Last year we heard it, too. All right, before we go back to the phones, here is Ike Reese.
All right, everyone. As you may have heard or seen, because I said it about an hour ago, I've partnered with the American Cancer Society and Jefferson Health Sidney Kimmel Cancer Center to encourage people to get screened. That's right, 22 million people missed their cancer screening during the pandemic, and one of my favorite actors died of colon cancer during that time. I'm sure he was one of all of our favorite actors. So, you know what? It motivated me to get screened. That's right. As I found out that colon cancer is the third leading cause of death for Black men and women. So let's tackle cancer screening together. Talk to your doctor today and visit cancer.org/get-screened. That's very,
very
important.
Good.
Very important.
No, and thank you for doing that, because it is very important.
I will be getting screened this month in December, so looking forward to it.
Good for you.
hands crossed, hands in a prayer position. You get a good bill of health, and, you know, it takes that and alleviates that concern that you may have in the back of your head about going to get screened and getting checked out.
So, heck yeah.
And even if there is something there, it's better to find out right now than to not know.
So many people that didn't get early detection, it can cost you. It can. So, no, it's a great message. Mm-hmm. All right, from a great message to a guy whose comment is, I have to talk to these two clowns, Tommy from Northeast Philly. Tommy, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey!
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up? Hey, yo, listen, I got two or three things I need to talk to you guys about. Number one, Ike.
Yes.
How did you not reach across the table yesterday and smack the dumb out of that dude? You're a loser, Johnny Marks.
What are you talking about?
They meant the other guy.
Yeah, the other dummy.
Are you kidding me? I wanted to jump through the phone myself.
Well,
what's wrong with that guy? The same thing over and over. It's been 4 weeks. Really? Get a life.
Oh. All right. Strong point number one. What's number two, Tommy?
Number two is, what is the Eagles' record this year?
Hey, yo, it's 10-1.
Okay, 10-1. Why are you clowns acting like it's 0-11?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. That's just how it feels to me, Tommy.
It feels to you. Come on, man. Hey, you're dissing the Eagles. You're dissing the quarterback. You're dissing everybody.
Are you ready? Hold on. I'm going to keep score on your last thing. No, no, and no. I'm not dissing the team. I'm not dissing the quarterback, and I'm not dissing everybody.
Well, every day you do.
No, I'm not.
He's not the right guy. What are you, seriously, a Dallas fan or what?
Tommy.
Uh-oh.
I just said he's the right guy. Like, you're making stuff up, all right?
No, I'm not making stuff up.
Tommy, you're making stuff up.
I haven't said anything like that
since preseason. I said it preseason, all right? I said that preseason, not during the season.
Yes. Give me the table and give him a 1-2, will you?
All right, Tommy. Yeah, yo, give me 3.
Hey, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy. Yeah,
we do not physically touch each other around here unless we're hugging or handshaking.
Or spooning. The elite snuggler, Jack Fritz. Add that to the resume.
Snuggling is a top 5 activity for me, honestly.
Is it? Now, you don't do that while watching sporting events, right?
I hope not.
We don't have a TV in our room. Yeah, no.
You don't have a TV in your room?
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're very – he's got the manual – Ike, he's got a manual lawnmower. He doesn't have an electric lawnmower or a gas-powered lawnmower.
What can I say?
He's got the little clipper.
Man.
Yeah, you're a throwback.
That is awesome. No, I don't even remember the last time I haven't had a TV in my room.
In the 90s, man.
It had to be.
Literally, the 90s.
Yes, it had to be. I can't even go to sleep without a TV in my room.
So, Jack, is that just because it's not like you wouldn't use it?
Or
you use devices in your room?
Uh-oh.
Well, actually, I bring my computer in my room. So.
Okay. Yeah.
What devices do you think are that?
Keep us out of your bedroom.
Yeah. Believe me. Yeah.
We only have one TV anyway. One car, one TV. We're very old school.
Yes, exactly. Now, do you sleep in separate beds like Leave It to Beaver? Do you have the single beds in the room?
No, I told you. Snuggling the top 5
activities.
Well,
I'm just asking.
Oh, man.
You guys seem like you're in the Wally and...
This dude said one car, one TV.
Yeah. One phone, because she's not allowed to have a phone either, right? Oh, that's true. That's right. I forgot you can't. She's not allowed to drive.
Oh, my God.
Well, what happens if there's an emergency, especially now with her being...
I'm
getting y'all a TV for Christmas, man.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they're only like $100.
Exactly.
You get a great TV for $100 these days.
Yes.
Yeah, you get a TV.
I can get you a 10-incher for a...
Oh, perfect. Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, my parents had a 13-inch black and white, and you're talking about the black and white TV.
Yes.
It was a 13-inch one in the bedroom. That's what it was. And it was like, wow, it's awesome. You have like, look, there's a TV in the bedroom that you can go up there and.
How long ago was that?
Mid-80s, probably. Long time ago. But I liked it because you could get the New York stations up there. It was probably because I remember watching Channel 9 up in New York because they had the Morton Downey Jr. show on, and you could watch that on the old the VHF and the UHF. You could do the dial, and then find it, and it was good. Sly in West Philly wants to challenge me on something. Sly, go ahead. How are you?
Mark, what's up?
Hi.
What's up, Ike?
What's up, Sly?
Hey, Johnny Marks, you drive me crazy, man. Yesterday, I couldn't take it. You... You were talking about the Eagles' passing game and how you was worried about it and they're running too much and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
For the last four games. You do realize, right, that Jalen Hurts has more touchdowns in the last four games than he had in the first six. You do realize that his passer rating is better. And despite them running the ball for 363 yards, he still managed to throw two touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
In the game that they won against the Colts, how'd they score that first touchdown? A bullet to Quez Watkins. He threw it. They can throw the ball. He don't have to throw statistically for yards. He throws the ball when he needs to throw it. Mm-hmm. Seven touchdowns in the last four games and one fluky interception against Washington that A.J. Brown had in his hands. So what are you talking about?
The passing offense doesn't look as good as it did in the beginning of the season.
Period. How is it that statistically that
But hang on. Forget about the stats, because Dak Prescott threw for 5,000 yards a couple years ago. Right, like the details matter. I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that the Eagles are a bad passing team. What I'm worried about is when a team says, "Hey, boom, we're going to take away the run. Now you're going to have to pass. Now you're going to have to pass, and you're not going to be able to lean on the run, and you're not going to be able to use the run to set up the pass." Then what happened? Then what happens? That's my concern. That's my concern.
They'll try to do that. You think they don't try to take away. You think that when they do, he can't pass the ball? You act like he can't pass those times.
No,
and
I mean,
clearly
that's what you hear. That's what you hear. But that's what you hear. That's what you hear because you're overprotective of him. Because you think I'm making this about Jalen Hurts. When if you actually listen closely, it's less about Jalen Hurts. It's more about the offense. It's more about Shane Steichen. It's more about the play calling. It's more about how they pass the ball. They haven't been the same passing team since the beginning of the season. Is that going to matter at the end of the season? I don't know. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. But
he only had six touchdown passes in the first six games. So how are they better?
Do you feel like that this offense is as good as it was at the beginning of the season? Because they
don't have the same explosive plays?
Okay. Come on,
Mark, you're better than that. At least I think you are.
I'm better than what? Listen, let me tell you something, Sly. I heard the same thing, maybe not from you, but I heard the same thing from a lot of people last year. And this is a different offense. They're a better passing offense this year. But I heard a lot from them say, you don't need to pass. You can run. It's going to be fine. They're just fine. And then when they needed to pass the ball in the playoffs, and I actually think that that's a lot more on the coaching, or as much on the coaching as Jalen. They're playing chess, and they didn't have a move. And they didn't know what to do. Do I think that they're there this year? No, I don't think it's like that at all. I don't think it's like that. But I don't know. Maybe
this offense is night and day from last year.
It is. Yeah. It is. You have better personnel. Jalen's a better passer. It's not that I don't think Jalen can throw the ball, because he's proven that he can. I'm worried about this offense, this passing offense as a whole. It has not looked good the last couple of weeks. It didn't look good against the Colts. Didn't necessarily look good against the Packers. Maybe I'm watching a different game out there, Ike. Maybe I am.
Well, I mean, or you have higher expectations of the passing game, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, 215-592-9494.
Because that's what people will look at. They'll say, when you say it's not as good, then you go to stats, right? And other than passing yards, they're going to say, well, how many touchdowns to interceptions have you thrown? Which I didn't even realize he had thrown that many more touchdowns over the last few games. Well, just over the first, what did you say, the first six games, he only had six touchdown passes?
I think he had four touchdowns in a recent game.
Yeah, I mean, early in the season, he wasn't throwing.
He had a lot
for
of
touchdowns.
Rushing,
exactly,
lot of
that's all, and that's what the last caller is saying.
Right,
is that he's throwing the ball in the end zone versus doing a lot of running. Whereas the beginning of the season, there were yards, but I mean, even we looked up at the like week four or five, and we're like, how the hell can he win the MVP? Only has four passing touchdowns,
and he's turned that around quite a bit.
So, Matt, I don't know. So, I mean, I'm just saying that's where people are coming from with their side of. The passing game is fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm more on the 49ers today than the passing game.
Right. That was more yesterday.
Yeah,
yes.
That was so yesterday. The 49ers are who I'm talking about today. Baldy's going to join us coming up next. His thoughts on the passing offense. Does he think the Niners are the best team in the NFC? All of that and more with Baldy coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, Eagle fans, want the chance to go to the Tennessee game? Maybe watch pregame warmups on the sideline? Triple A Eagles MVP members have that chance at every home game all season. This is a must-have. If you're an Eagles fan, new members get a $20 credit to the Eagles Online Pro Shop. Some big games and some really cool events are coming up that you don't want to miss out on. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. That's AAA.com/Eagles for details.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.